ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विजये गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमः यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनोभिरकातर्याजिभाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुन्मान कृष्ण तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्मयनाम भक्त्या विहीना अपराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते मैं हार्टली ओबेसिएंसेस इन द लॉर्ड्स फीट ऑफ माय स्पिरिचुअल गुरु नित्यलीला प्रविष्टों विष्णु पार्षि श्रीमद् भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी एंड सेम इन द लॉर्ड्स फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु नित्यलीला प्रविष्टों विष्णु पार्षि श्रीमद् भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी Swami Maharaj came to Western country. Eastern countries everywhere. Out of India he came. And very successfully in couple of years he did miracle. Published so many books. He distributed in whole world and wanted to give the same object as Rupa Goswami has established. But at that time, so much time took in cutting jungle of Mayabad, Sahajiya and so many things. Mostly his time. So, he could not tell all these things, that what is the object, how to attain. He wrote in his books, explained in Chaitanya, Charitamrita and Bhagavata and everywhere, in Upadeshamrita. And so many Krishna Lila book he has done. But he could not explain so much because there was no place to. Because everywhere jungle. I believe that if he was now present here in this world, he is present everywhere. If he was in this world like me, now he would have told everything that I am doing. Certainly, Because this is the aim and object of all living beings. That Rupa Goswami has chopped. Tannam Rupa Charitadi Sukritananu Kramina Rasana Manasi Niyojya Tishthan Vraje Tadanuragi Jananuragi Kalam Nai Akhilani Ittu. To serve Radha Krishna, this is the last goal, supreme goal, and to attain, oh, this is low. So yesterday we discussed about Uttama Bhakti. Also, we told what is not bhakti, real bhakti. So Sangha Siddha and Arup Siddha, we told. So when our object will be Anukullena Krishna Nusilanam Vitatu Gonga quality.
Secondary
two qualities. Then it will be Uttama Bhakti. So if anyone is practicing Swarup Siddha Bhakti in the guidance of a qualified Guru and Shiksha Guru, being in Vrindavan, what doing? In the guidance of Tadanuragi, Krishna Nuragi, Jananugami, in the guidance of that very high class of Rashi, Tattvajna Vaishnava, knowing all types. In his guidance, being in Vrindavan, engaging his mind in remembering sweet pastimes of Krishna, and engaging his tongue in chanting Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari Govinda He Nanda Kishore Krishna Harshi Yashoda Tanaya Prasida Sri Vallabhi Jeevana Radhe. Radharama Govinda Gopal, like these names, supreme names of Supreme Lord. With melting hearts, tears in eyes, hair standing, like Nainam Galadasudharya. Oh, this is called sadhana. This is sadhana. Of what? Anna Vilashitam, this is sloka. That is, this is prema bhakti. How we will exercise it? How we will endeavor? Satang prasangam virja sambhidu. Satang prasangam mama virya sambhidu. Bhavantarita karnara sajana katha. Tajyosanatvasu apavargavartmani Shraddharati bhakti yanukramishyati. If you are hearing sweet pastimes and powerful pastimes of Krishna, Krishna being Supreme Lord and Madhav Yashoda Gopi, and he is binding Krishna, and Krishna is weeping, looking very beautiful in weeping and naked also, Supreme Lord. And he is weeping, fearing her mother, and mother is chastising. Oh, you are very naughty boy, very naughty boy. Who can tell Supreme Lord, naughty boy? And she binded Krishna, all our appellants, where it went, Putana couldn't get rid of this small boy of 6 days. He has power of so many thousand of elephants, but could not get rid. And Yashoda, oh, sit down. Only I took Krishna. And he forget his all supremacy and everything. So hearing all past times. Jnane prayasam utaparsyanamantaiva. Jivante sanmukharitam bhavadiya vartam sthane yatam tanumang manurcha. Hearing these sweet past times, first, Swamiji came and told that Krishna is Supreme Lord.
Supreme Personality of God.
Now, by His order, I have come now and I am telling what? Try to forget Krishna is Supreme Lord. If He would be here, He would have also told the same thing. No. So try to forget Krishna, that Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord never weeps for makhan and roti, chapati. No? He never tells lie. But He always tells lie, Krishna. He is so much greedy like monkeys and playing with monkeys. No? In a moment he can be angry. Oh, Brahma never becomes angry. So, hearing these sweet pastimes like these, giving up the endeavoring that Krishna is Supreme Lord, giving up all this. Or doing pranam to Harikatha, the speaker, to audience who are hearing,
organizer
like Upananda and others, are hearing like you all. And to the place, today where we are sitting and hearing Katha, Golok Vrindavan. So doing pranam to all, and thus engaging his ears, mind and heart in Harikatha. Then Shraddha, and then Sadhan Bhakti and Prema Bhakti come. Satang prasangam virja sambhadav bhavante ritkarana rasayana kathatta josanata apusu apavarga vartmani saddha rati and first is sadhan bhakti, second is bhav bhakti, and third is prema bhakti. Comes surely tatkhanat, I told you. And means
immediately.
So, if you are practicing that, this is called sadhan. But Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his Bhajan Rahasyam, it has not translated into English still. Very soon it will come. Very soon it will come in English. In Hindi we have done. So he has divided this sadhan into 8 parts. How? A day, 24 hours, can be divided into 8 parts. In day, 3 parts: morning, midday, evening, afternoon. And in night, 3. What? No, before that. Pradosh. Pradosh means? Dawn. Some darkness coming. And then midnight. And last night. And then two. Morning and dawn. These 8 parts. The bhajan is also like that. It can be divided into 8 parts. What? Nishant bhajan. That is Shraddha. What is Shraddha? What is Shraddha really? What is Shraddha? Where is speaker?
In Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Krishnadas Bhagavatam has defined Shraddha as follows. Shraddha Shakti Vishwas Kahe Suvidha Vishjoy Krishna Bhakti Kalesala Kama Krita Hoy. That one who has a very firm and unflinching determination that just by engaging in devotional service, then I have no other duty to perform. That by performing devotional service, that this is in my very best interest. So, what is Shraddha? To explain, Brahmanda Brahmate Kon Bhadiramji, Guru Krishna Prasadi Bhai Bhakti Lata Beach. That one is traveling, traversing in this material world for thousands and thousands of lives in different bodies. In different
are all our hearing?
Can all hear me?
Very good.
Oh, they're traveling through different universes and different species of lives. And one who's fortunate, he received by mercy of Guru, then there's the Bhakti Lata Beej, the seed of devotion. So this seed of devotion, this is Shraddha. It has the internal aspect and external, this Bhakti Lata Beej. The external is Shraddha, this faith that we've described, Shraddha Shakti Vishnu Shami Joy. And the internal is Krishna Seva Vasha. So this Krishna Seva Vasha means the desire to serve Krishna. And this is inherent within the heart of all living entities. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has also explained, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhu Kabamani Shravamani Shukhtite Koroi Udoi. That this Krishna Prem, that it is inherent within all living entities. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhu Kabamani Shravamani Shukhtite Koroi Udoi. That how is it awoken? It is awoken by the process of hearing and chanting, just as Gurudev has explained, that one who comes in contact with bona fide Sadhguru, that he is speaking very sweet Harikatha, but it is not just words, but Shabda Brahma, transcendental sound. Such Sadhguru, he is empowered with Sarup Shakti. And when that Sarup Shakti emanating from his heart comes from his lips and manifests in the form of transcendental sound, Shabda Brahma, then it enters into the ear and into the heart of that devotee who's listening attentively in a submissive manner. And in this way, there is a awakening of that dormant love of God which is within the heart. This process is the transmission of Swarup Shakti which awakens this Shraddha which is within the heart of the devotee. So it is not that Sadhguru is giving Shraddha, but rather he is awakening that which is already there. Param Gurudev, he gives the example. Without mercy of Sadguru, then there's no question of this Shraddha, which is dormant within the heart of the living entity, being awoken. So the example is given that at the Param Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Nityalila Parishnava Vishnupada Stotarasata Shishma Srila Bhakti Pugyamakeshu Kusumara. He gives the example that if one goes on the bank of the Ganges and plants many different types of seeds, mango seed, guava seed, neem seed, orange, and then you bring water and then you water these seeds. Then in due course of time, with water, with sunlight, air, these different ingredients, then these seeds, they will start to sprout. And they will not all be the same. But according to what seed is there within the ground, with proper conditions, then that particular seed will manifest. So in the same way, the living entity has an eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord. Jivaras Rupa Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. What specific type of Nitya Das, eternal servant, that is there, and it is awoken by this process of submissive hearing and surrendering at the lotus feet of Sadhguru.
Very good. Thank you. So Shraddha fosters by association of high class of Vaishnava. It may be Madhyam Adhikari association, no how. But he should be qualified, really in Madhyam Adhikari. Renounce should be there. Oh, attachment for worldly things should be there. And then Shraddha comes. What is Shraddha? He told, so much faith in the words of Shastra, like Gita, Bhagavata and others. So much faith in the words of Vaishnava. And so much faith in the words of Krishna. This is external symptom of Shraddha. And internal to desire to serve Krishna. This thing. If you desire to serve Krishna, but no faith in the words of Vaishnava, Guru and Shastra, then that desire is not perfect. Oh, bogus. Bogus. Totally bogus. If Shraddha will be there, then be. What to tell if he has not even Guru, but he will have a full faith in, a strong faith in the words of Shastra, Krishna and Vaishnava. Oh, this faith, with this faith, hearing Hari Katha, powerful. Now he will wish that, I must have a Guru. And that Guru will be bona fide. If there is no full, strong faith, it may be that a bogus Guru you can select. Bogus Guru. This Guru will not be perfect. You have some faith in Shastra. And you think that I must be happy. How happy? With worldly things. And for this, you are searching a Guru. Krishna will not help you. According to desire, he will give a Guru. And then you can choose bogus Guru instead of high class of bona fide Guru. So, this Shraddha if real guru he has not achieved. When it will be? After second sadhusa. He will think a need of having a guru, bona fide. And then bhajan will come with shraddha. And then offering yourself in the lotus feet of Guru, Sadguru, and by his
advice and guidance.
If he will do bhajan, then anartha niti will be done. Otherwise, no. Never and never. So, doing bhajan and bhajan, this is pratar bhajan. And morning bhajan, sadhana, with anartha nivritti, trying to give up anarth, and for this he is doing chanting, remembering. Then it will be pratha bhajan. And after this, purvanna bhajan will come, and that is nishtha bhajan. Nishtha bhajan means?
Steadiness.
What a steadiness? No ruchi, no taste even. But we know that without bhajan we cannot be happy. So, anarths are there, so somewhat. No taste has come. But even steadiness, I will do bhajan, do or die. Then it will. Like Dhruva. I may not Prahlad, Dhruva first. He has worldly desire. But I must meditate, Supreme Lord. Krishna sent messenger like Narada Rishi and go and test. He tested. He was in a very strong. So, Krishna told that, then you should give diksha and mantra and some process. And he gave. And very soon he took darshan of Narayan. But worldly desire was there. So he received a kingdom of
whole world
for 36,000 years. And Krishna then disappeared. He was weeping and weeping. What I did? I was searching some
broken
glasses and I
diamond.
But I neglected. And then he was weeping. So, this is the thing. With nishtha. No taste, but yet steadiness. I must do. I must chant 1 lakh name. I must. After that I may take water or anything. And he is doing. No taste. He sleeps. But he thinks that, if I am sleeping, then I cannot do. So he hangs his shikha anywhere.
Rope.
He is doing it. Like this. So he does. Anyhow, this is called nishtha. And madhyanna bhajan. Madhyan means midday bhajan. Ruchi bhajan. Ruchi comes. If ruchi comes, then very good. Not so much fear. Not. But ruchi in sadhan bhajan. Shamanam, kirtanam, smaranam. Ruchi comes. Taste comes. If there is taste, no idleness, no sleeping, not all these things. And after some time, aparanna bhajan, in
afternoon,
that is Krishna Ashakti come, Ashakti to Krishna. First Ashakti to, attachment to
bhajan,
and then object of bhajan, Krishna comes. Oh, very good. Anarthar gone, most of the anartha has gone. Some smell is there. All anartha are now sleeping. But if they will have chance, they may
wake up.
But very little chance. Very little. But there is chance. Like Bharat, like others, they may fall down. Then Shayan Bhajan, Bhav Bhakti. Bhav Bhakti. What is Bhav Bhakti? We will define afterward. And then Pradosh, some darkness coming. And then Vipralambha Prem. Vipralambha means feeling separation. Aidina Dayadranath. हे मथुरानाथ कदावलोक्यसे हृदयं तद आलोककातरं दैत भ्राम्यति किं करोम्यहं. ओ लॉर्ड, व्हाट शुड आई डू? व्हाट शुड आई नंदतु नज. ओ नंद नंदन, नाउ आई एम होपलेस, 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 वेटिंग बिटरली. Mathuranath, as Gopi are feeling separation, he is feeling some separation. I am very far away from Krishna. I cannot survive my life without you. Like this telling, he is doing. This is separation, Vipralambha Prem. Now, after Rati, Prem has come. Bhav, Prem is coming. And then Ratri Bhajan, Sambhog, Prem Bhajan, with love and affection. Sometimes, in Bhajan, Krishna comes. Is all gopis coming. Is all ashwas. And he is shaking. Seeing. Everything as it is true. What? All are here. I am serving Radha and Krishna. Like this. This. And Radha and Krishna are together and we are serving. This. So, these are eight sadhanas. But these sadhanas are divided into three. Sadhan bhakti, bhav bhakti, prem bhakti. Why three? Why not two? Sadhan bhakti and prema bhakti. Bhav bhakti is different from sadhan bhakti. And also different from prema bhakti. So we must accept this bhav bhakti also. Rupa Goswami has told these things. In sadhan bhakti, so much anarths are there. And he has feeling of pain and so many things. In this sadhan. But in prem, nothing like so. He is unaware of all these things, worldly things. No pain. No pain. Nothing. But in bhav, there may be some obstacles. obstacles, but he overlooks them. At the time of bhava, it may be so many things will come. Oh, obstacles for bhava sadhana. But he not influenced by any of that. But in prem he does not know. Like when Sukadeva Goswami was in his second position, he never felt any worldly thing, pain of anything. So this is bhava-bhakti we must accept. Even sadhana has been divided into two, vaidhi-bhakti and
ravana.
What is vaidhi-bhakti? Can you? You? What is? Vaidhi-bhakti?
Vaidhi-bhakti is described as that we engage in the activities of hearing, chanting, associating with devotees, but our faith is dominated by fear for the rules and instructions given in the Shastra. If I don't do this, oh, I do not attain bhakti, or so many reactions will come. So out of fear, he is following the process of sadhana bhakti.
What he told? Krishna Bhajan Prabhu.
From the process of hearing about bhakti, one is awakened and follows out of a sense of duty or out of a sense of fear only. There is no strong attachment or natural awakening of that dormant shraddha. It's just a sense of duty or obligation based on fear.
If anyone has greed, Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita matih kriyatam kutopi jadi labhyate tatra laulyam api mulyamai kalam janma koti sukritir nalabhyate. Bhakti can be attained by what? Sukriti. And lakhs and lakhs sukriti. Lives. If it is so strong, then sadhu sangha. And by sadhu sangha, bhakti can come, be attained. But this sadhu sangha, if a greed comes to serve Krishna, like Sakha, Subal Sakha, Madhumangal, like Nanda Baba Yashoda, like Rup Manjari and others. This greed is so, so valuable that even this sukriti of lakhs and lakhs past births, cannot give this thing. Really it is very rare. Very rare. I have read anywhere in the books of Swamiji, that if a man is like this, have come to this position, Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam kutopi jati labhyate, and if he has attained this thing, then he is
this is a definition of Krishna consciousness.
Krishna consciousness. He is the member of Krishna. Otherwise not. So if anyone is like this, then he is gone really. Otherwise not. And they can never be fall down. Never, never. So if anyone has not greed actually, and he follows the directions of Shastra. Without bhajan, serving father, mother, wife, husband, children, and what? Desh bhakti?
Love for own country.
Country, this. This will not do anything. You will have to go. If you are not doing bhajan of Krishna, then you will have to go in hell.
Without any prayer.
So, I must do bhajan, but no taste, nothing is there. He is doing somewhat sadhu, sangha. Then it is called vaidhi, vaidhi bhakti. So sadhan are vaidhi and raganubhaya. If he has a greed, actual greed, bona fide greed, then that is called raganuga bhajan. And without greed, only following the principles strictly with of shastra, that is vaidhi bhakti. Really, sadhan is raganuga bhakti. This is shuddha bhakti. Then what is sadhan? Kriti sadhya, bhaveta sadhya bhava, sasadhana vidhya, nitya siddhasya bhavasyam prakatyam. Do you think that it is very hard subject? You want to hear sweet pastimes or this?
Very important subject.
Important subject. But somehow someone are sleeping. So, some are sleeping, what to do? A medicine should be given. Jaja Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Then sadhana bhakti has been divided into two, vaidhi bhakti and raganuga bhakti. So kriti, what is sadhana? Or object of bhajan sadhana is anna abhilashita sunyam jnana karmadhyanabhitam anukullena krishnanusilanam bhakti rutta. This is object. Pure uttama bhakti. This is object. So, when we are doing, exercising this bhakti, then if our object to attain bhava, rati, then it is called sadhana. If we have no goal of sadhana and bhajan, and you are doing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, chanting, or reading books also, doing so many, 64 limbs of bhakti you are doing, but not sadhana, not pure sadhana, semblance of sadhana. What I told?
You said that...
Where?
You were describing the two different types of bhakti, raganuga bhakti and then sadhana bhakti.
Vaidhi bhakti.
And everyone explained that vaidhi bhakti is out of fear and a duty to do the proper thing. And then raganuga bhakti, you actually have greed to do it. And now you were starting to describe
sadhana
object, and you have to do your sadhana with an object. You have to do the bhajan with some object, with some goal.
What goal? To attain money?
No.
What? Position?
No. Fame? No.
So what? What should be object?
Prema bhakti.
You have not heard. You have not heard. Try to listen more carefully. You master, can you? Bejar master? Are you, why not? Bejar master. What I told?
You were explaining that
if anyone is not answering, and who will answer, I will tell him to twist ears. I will now call ladies, devotees. And if they will answer correct, I will tell, oh, you should twist heel. So be ready for this.
He was saying if we are chanting, worshipping, doing so many things, 64 limbs, but if one does not have the object of rati, then this is not called sadhana.
Not pure sadhana. Semblance of sadhana. Kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhava. Like it has been told in Annabhilasita Shunyam. So what Annabhilasita meaning?
Cultivation of all activities of the body, mind, word, and especially spiritual moods which is favorably performed for the pleasure of Krishna, which is not covered by fruit of activities, mental speculation, and which is flowing like a fluid, unbroken current of honey. This is Uttama.
So, you are intimate. Shramanam Kirtan Vishnu Smaranam. But you are criticizing Vaishnava. You don't obey your Guru. And you don't have love for Vaishnava. But you are chanting, remembering, doing all other things. What is this? This is Swarup Siddha Bhakti or no?
Tamasic Swarup Siddha Bhakti.
Tamasic Swarup Siddha
Bhakti. It is.
If one is performing the angas of bhakti,
like Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam,
the nine angas,
and being in Vrindavan also,
Mathura-vas,
and giving parikrama to Vrindavan, Govardhan, even, but he is
criticizing
and not obeying Guru Vaishnava, no love for that, then what is this?
This is described by
Swarup Siddha Bhakti or not?
Yes.
Bogus.
Yeah.
You know, upare vat chinde tar sukhi jaye pata. Jodi Vaishno aparat uthe hathi mata, upare vat chinde tar sukhi jaye pata. What is the meaning? What?
Like a mad elephant.
Huh?
What
she does?
It uproots one's devotional tree. Uproots.
Uproots means? Tree is now not living.
Finished.
Or his life finished. So if he is doing aparadh, his bhakti is not there. Uprooted. Ho gaya.
And he can be doing parikrama in the dham?
Everything he is doing.
He can live there.
Because Anukullena Krishna Silanam Bhakti Ruttama. It should be favorable of bhakti. Is it favorable for bhakti? All doing, he is doing? Then what is this? It has been uprooted. So no bhakti. It looks like bhakti. For whom? Those who are not pure devotees. For them it may be. They are agya.
Ignorance.
For them, they may think, he is doing sashtang pranam 108 times at a place and with Govardhan Parikrama in so many years. How he is high class. But he has really no faith in Guru Vaishnava. And he is criticizing. What I am doing, they kind of, my Guru never did it, what I am doing. Swamiji never did. oh, Sastang Pranam to 108 place. But I am doing Nirjala Ekadasi, but he cannot do. He never did. Oh, this thing. Then uprooted. Bhakti is uprooted. So, favorable. If not favorable, no bhakti at all. For ignored persons, it may be bhakti. Otherwise, not. No. Nothing gone. No life there. Nothing life. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Rupa Goswami has warned us. Very, very powerful, very careful for this. Don't criticize even in
dream.
If in dream comes, then what you should do? Go to Ganges, go to river, go to ocean and take bath. And forgiveness should be there. Anutap will be there.
Repentation will be there.
Takriti sadhya bhaveta sadhya bhava. You are devouring by your all senses. It is. And not doing aparad. Even by your moods, bhav, you are doing. To obtain bhav bhakti. Oh, then it can call sadhana bhakti. Oh. But you should know that bhav or prem is not a thing to be obtained by sadhana. It is nitya siddha. What is bhav? We should know. For who, which is the aim and object of sadhak? What is? What is that? Shuddha sattva, vishesh atma. Nitya siddhasya bhavasya. Shuddha sattva prem visheshatma prem sujjan susamya bha cittam maashrinna kridasau bhavamurcha. What is the meaning? Oh, prem bhav is shuddha sattva. What is sattva? Oh, jiski satta hai.
Then who has existence?
Oh, like we exist. Tree exists. This house exists. The body of Krishna. Or anything of Golok Vrindavan, Vaikuntha. All satta. Satta is material satta and
spiritual,
transcendental satta. Worldly satta is only we see pratiti and something not pratiti.
Unmanifests.
And shuddha sattva, there are two kinds of shuddha sattva. In one, the associates of eternal associates of Krishna. And in them, sarmi mode, transcendental sarmi mode of Krishna is there. Oh, this is called shuddha sattva. No? Where it is? Nitya siddha in the associates of eternal associates of in Mother Yashoda, in Subalsadam, in Gopis. Shuddha sattva is there. And by following them, practicing by the method process told by Rupa Goswami, oh, it will come here. Where? Nitya Siddha Bhav here also. To Nitya Siddha Bhav. There also. And here, where?
Devotees
in
heart.
The transcendental constitution of jeev also. We all have some body, a spiritual body we have here. And that is covered with Maya Tattva. Now we are thinking that we are this physical body. And related things, it is mine. But this is wrong. Krishna is mine and his eternal servant. This is the thing. So any of the kinds of dasya, sakya, vasalya and madhur, any of these, we have some body like this. If you will read the book of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Jaya Dharma, and also Mahaprabhu Sikshastra, in first slok he has told very strongly, like Krishna, he has body, transcendental body, Satchidanandamaya. And Jiva is also like this, very beautiful, sweet, all these things, but now covered. Only potency is there. And like he gave an example that there are various kinds of seeds, and you can
put on the soil.
In the same soil on the bank of Ganges, and waterize same water, or the same sun is giving his light, everything he is giving, and same gardener plants and supports and nourishes. But what will be? Only what the seed has potency, only that will come. Tamarind like tamarind, mango like mango. If the seed is of other thing, neem tree or jackfruit, only they will come. So also like an example, you know, in sea pearls are there. At that time, if in the constellation of Swati Nakshatra, waterfall will be. Same water, if it will come in banana tree, it will be camphor. If it will come in the elephant hood, then it will be
Gajamukta.
If it will cow's hoofs,
Gorochana.
Hood
of snake.
Then
jewels.
And
in oyster shell and pearl.
But why? Why?
In deer, then
so the potency is in water or in the these objects. In both. Without the help of that rain, they cannot do anything. But it will come what is in the potency. So sadhak may be 1,000 and so many. But if his follow anyone, ragatmik jan, where rag is in their atma, to serve Krishna they are serving. And if any sadhak following them strictly in the process of Rupa Goswami, then nitya siddha bhav in sadhak the heart, it will manifest. Understand? Can you define why? You are writing also. Try. No harm. Nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakattam eridhi sadhyata. Who will do? You?
I can try.
Aye.
Fools rush in where angels purgatory.
So you were describing that depending on the nature of the object where the rain is falling, different.
Same rain,
but because different seeds, here you get mango, here you get jackfruit, here you get neem. And then you also describe that during a certain nakshatra, Swati nakshatra, the rain is coming, but if it falls on elephant, it produces one elephant pearl. And if it falls on oyster pearl, if it falls on banana leaf, camphor, if it falls on deer musk. So depending on the object, different,
results
will manifest. And it is important to have both, because without the rain, nothing can be manifested.
Yes. And if there is nothing in
there,
rain cannot do anything. So both are needed. So nitya siddha bhav, both here also, there. And when they will meet together, then our nitya siddha bhav will come. Try to digest up till now, up to this point, and we will discuss tomorrow. Very important thing. Kirtan.
Thus ends the class on the evening of the 19th of December 2001 in San Diego, California. Hare Krishna.